Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wednesday afternoon on WEEI Afternoons, and that means we talk to Adam Schefter. Let's go right to the phone lines for our weekly chat with the ESPN Insider. Brought to you by your New England Chevy dealers, Together Let's Drive, and by Jeanne d'Arc Credit Union, tackling financial wellness since 1912. Stronger members, stronger communities. Learn more at jdcu.org. Mr. Schefter, how we doing? How are the holidays?
What's going on, gentlemen? Everything's fine. Just continuous stretch of work. As we always say in the NFL, as you guys know, the only holidays are really Memorial Day and July 4th. Maybe not even Memorial Day.
Absolutely. Let's get this out of the way. Time now to get this week's Drake take from Adam Schefter, presented by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive. Before we get into some of the league-wide notes, is Drake May going to win the MVP, Adam Schefter?
Oh, boy. It certainly feels like it's coming down to him and Matthew Stafford. And I don't know how the voters will come out. I'm not good enough to be a voter. I've not been a voter for a long time. So I can't speak for all the voters. I would think that those will be the top two finishers in the MVP voting. How that comes out, we'll see. Really don't know how that's going to come out. But those will be the top two vote-getters, I fully expect.
Adam, quick question for you about everything that's going on now in the search for the coaching search, GMs, et cetera. A little bit off the beaten path. Is there anything going on in the league, or have you heard from any owners, GMs, et cetera, even players that are agitated by the number of people that are privy to access, like a Tom Brady, now Troy Aikman helping out Miami? He's an analyst. He's privy to a lot of information. Matt Ryan could be coming from CBS to work for the Falcons. Have you heard any rumblings of people that are frustrated by that, or is it all still kumbaya and status quo?
I think it's overblown. I don't think it's a big deal. I don't. I'll share the job that I'm taking while I continue on with my ESPN role when it's finalized here with the team. No, I'm kidding.
I was like,
well done.
It's like a privilege that you got us break it on our show. I just thought that was great.
Yeah. I am taking a job as a consultant with a certain team while I do my senior insider duties for ESPN, and hopefully nobody has an issue with that like they don't with Tom Brady and Troy Aikman and Matt Ryan.
They'd have a far bigger issue with you.
The only difference is Troy Aikman, Tom Brady, and Matt Ryan. I think they have 12 more Super Bowl rings than I do, but that's the way it goes. What are you going to do?
But nobody collects more information than you, though, Adam. Like, that's the thing.
They collect jobs, paychecks, and status, and I collect information. Who wins in that one?
Yeah, well, that's okay. Fair point. I was wondering if you could shed any more light, maybe on the firing of John Harbaugh. Just maybe the dynamics. You hear all kinds of things that that him and maybe Lamar didn't have a good relationship. And then you hear it's more about the coaches, his assistant coaches. What more can you add to the details of that firing of John Harbaugh?
I know people are looking for some kind of reason to blame it on him losing his job. Like, oh boy, you know, locker room strife, you know, lost the lock. It's not that, okay? Coaches who were in places for a long time, teams just move on. Mike Shanahan didn't do anything wrong in Denver. He was let go after 14 seasons. Jeff Fisher was really good in St. Louis for a while, let go after 16 seasons. Bill Belichick, how long did he coach in New England for?
25.
Yeah, okay. Like, was it time? Obviously, the Crafts felt it was time. Like, was there some specific violation or derelict? I don't think so. Like, I just think it's a hard job to do. The message, after a while, sometimes gets a little stale for anybody. And I think Steve Bisciotti of the Ravens owner looked at it like 3 years ago. Zay Flowers drops the ball in the AFC Championship game as he's crossing the goal line. Last year, Mark Andrews drops a two-point conversion in Buffalo. This year, Tyler Loop misses the field. They didn't and weren't able to break through. You want to blame it on John Harbaugh? Fine. But they couldn't do it. He just felt like time for a refresher, time for a change. I don't think anybody did anything wrong. Just wanted to go a different direction. That happens. Happens everywhere, right? Like, Jacksonville did that with Tom Coughlin. He didn't do anything wrong. Just time to move on.
ESPN's Adam Schefter here on WEEI Afternoons. Adam, we've asked you this before, but I feel like it's more timely now. There's 7 job openings. Actually, the guy that was hired over him in Atlanta is now out of work. So we're going to ask you, University of North Carolina head coach Bill Belichick, will he be involved in this hiring cycle in the National Football League?
I think he should, but I haven't heard his name. That's not to say he won't be, but I haven't heard his name yet. And he's been very firmly committed publicly to North Carolina. He said he's not leaving. I take Bill at his word. I have not heard or had a team ask me, hey, you know, what do you think of Bill? Or, you know, anything like that. So I know that in this league, anything's always possible. And tomorrow we could hear that he's interviewing somewhere. Always possible. I haven't heard that yet at all. So I'm going to operate under the idea that that's not happening right now.
Adam, a little bit of a debate we've been having and we'll continue having here on our show this coming weekend, and it's a wild card weekend, if ever. 12, 13 teams could end up in the Super Bowl for all we know. But who do you think, coaches, players alike, who do you feel is under the most pressure this weekend to perform and deliver a W?
I really believe like everybody is under pressure. But if I'm going to cite one guy, considering what we just saw, and I guess, as you mentioned, like I would say Sean McDermott. I would say Sean McDermott this weekend. That's somebody that I would look at and say, like, seems like an important game for that franchise in a year where there's no Lamar and no Burrow and no Mahomes and the usual suspects that have impeded their path to the Super Bowl are not there. Now, they have to go one on the road, and they haven't won a road game in the playoffs since 1992. And they have to win 3 road games this year. So they have to win basically 3 times as many road games as they've won in 33 years this year to get to this, which seems like a tall order. But they're going to have the best quarterback in every matchup, however many matchups they have. So I think there's pressure on everybody this weekend. Everybody. I don't care who you are. But it just feels like that one would kind of stand out a little bit more than the others.
Adam, piggybacking off that, you bring up Sean McDermott and pressure. Nick Sirianni's a guy that people are keeping an eye on. Mike Tomlin, there's all these TV rumblings. Are there some playoff coaches that could be added to the firing cycle here? Are there guys that are coaching for their jobs this weekend?
I don't view it that way, but again, if the Ravens are going to go and fire John Harbaugh after 18 years, the coach who's won more road playoff games than any coach in history, who knows what any owner is going to decide after any one of these losses? I always think anything's possible.
You got that right. History would show that. Adam, I think it's kind of fascinating. And I was a little bit surprised, quite honestly, that the Pats drew the best time slot for this weekend's wild card games. I'm curious, what do you think?
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I think that says about where the Patriots are right now.
Well, to me, the spiciest matchup of the weekend is probably the Bears and the Packers, and the NFL gave it to Amazon, and that's interesting to me. Like, that is a different kind of statement.
Yep.
I think maybe the most compelling matchup might be the Jaguars and the Bills, because the Jaguars have been rolling and the Bills have so much at stake, like we talked about. I just think the Patriots Chargers, it's a really good game. And that's what they assigned to NBC on Sunday night. I don't think there was a reason. I don't know about that. I don't think it says anything about the teams. You know, there's a bunch of good matchups this weekend, like any wild card weekend. And it just so happens that's the one that netted out to NBC. I also think probably what the Patriots were on NBC football or Sunday Night Football a few weeks ago against Baltimore, good game. But they haven't been in the primetime slot very often. So a lot of these teams have, week after week. So I just think it's shining a light on some young stars in the league and a franchise that's shined this year. I don't know. You got a better theory than mine right now?
I don't know. You think RKK is on the committee, the TV, Robert Kraft, maybe some flexing from the owner of the Patriots to get his team in there, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know that he cares whether they're on Sunday night or Sunday. It's probably past his bedtime. So,
Adam, before
it's
we...
my bedtime.
Same. Yeah, we'll be doing a post-game show to 2 a.m. if you want to call in. We'd be happy to have you on the Six Rings post-game show.
Exactly.
Before we let you go, I want to get your opinion on a discussion we were having. If the Patriots lose on Sunday, is that going to change how you look at their season and what they've accomplished this year?
Maybe a little bit. It certainly leaves you with a sour taste. But I don't care what happened. They've had a great season by any stretch of the imagination. Nobody thought they were going to win the division. Nobody thought they'd be hosting a wild card round matchup game at home on Sunday Night Football. If they were to lose, people would be disappointed. It's not the way you'd want to end your season. But if that were to happen, you can't say it was not a great season or a really good season. Really good. Great would be playoff wins, too. But it was a really good season by all accounts. And it looks like there's a lot more good football and good times ahead. So it would be a bummer, but it would not completely overshadow much of the success this team has had this season.
All right, Adam, appreciate you joining us. Enjoy the weekend of football. If you need a letter of recommendation for that new job you're applying for, Ted'll pen one up for you.
I like it.
I don't need it. I have the job lined up.
Oh, gotcha.
Whether all these public people are going to allow me to do double duty like that. Because obviously, you know, people have so many problems with Tom Brady and Matt Ryan and Drake.
Because we can ping you on LinkedIn or something.
Yeah, if I want to see if I could dip my toes into the same pool as these as these high profile quarterbacks. Like, you know, Rex Ryan always says, you know, he always talks about he hates his quarterbacks little. Like we got some big quarterbacks. He likes his quarterbacks big and his insiders little. So I just don't know whether anybody's interested in a little insider.
All right, Adam, enjoy the weekend. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
Thanks, Adam.
Have a great week, guys. Good luck Sunday night.
Thank you. Adam Schefter, ESPN.
Schefter's got jokes.
Jokes?
Yeah, yeah.
He came out hot for 2026.
Absolutely. Yeah. And he acknowledged, and we're going to talk about this on the other side. Is it Super Bowl or bust for the Patriots? If they want to be considered to have a great season, does that mean it's a must-win game on Sunday night against the Chargers at Gillette Stadium? That's up next here on WEEI.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.